David, we're coming to the book of Ephesians.
Yeah, terrific.
One of the books with great revelation.
Yeah, yeah.
If I want to read a chapter which just will open my heart and mind, I'll often just go to Ephesians chapter 1.
Yeah.
So much big revelation there packed into one chapter.
There's a beautiful prayer at the end, or towards the end of the first chapter, that's just absolutely beautiful, and it's one of the really Thanksgiving prayers that's in the Bible.
I reckon Paul almost answers his own prayer in the first chapter, because he's praying, as David said in verse 16, 17, he's praying for them. He says, "I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Yeah.
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened." He goes on, he's just praying for this huge revelation. Well, effectively, Ephesians chapter 1 is the truth of that revelation.
That's right.
It's all the greatness and the bigness of what God has done for us. And then he's praying. So I want you to listen to this reading with that same prayer on, say, "God, open my eyes."
Yeah.
So before you even listen, just stop and just say, "God, I pray that the eyes of my heart may be enlightened, that I might know what is the hope of his calling."
Many times I use this as a prayer.
Yeah.
And put in "I" and "me" and, you know, just change the pronouns. But there's an amazing part where it says, the riches of his glorious inheritance, his holy people, and the incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. So he's telling us, basically, we have that same power in us.
Yeah.
Which is like, the first time I read that, I went, it's just amazing, you know?
So as David reads, just open your heart to the largeness of what Paul saw and what he was praying. See, this is amazing. Paul saw this, but he didn't say, "I've got great revelation." He said, "I'm praying that you would get it."
Yeah.
And that's the thing. He wants you to get this revelation too. Yeah. So open up your hearts. And David, let's read Ephesians chapter 1.
Okay, here we go.
Ephesians chapter 1. To Christ's people at Ephesus who are faithful to him, from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ bless you and give you peace. Blessed is the God and Father of Jesus Christ our Lord, who has blessed us on high with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in our union with Christ before the creation of the universe, that we might be holy and blameless in his sight, living in the spirit of love. From the first he destined us in his good will towards us, to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ, and so to enhance that glorious manifestation of his loving kindness which he gave us in the Beloved. For in him and through the shedding of his blood we have found redemption in the pardon of our offences. All this accords with the loving kindness which God lavished upon us, accompanied by countless gifts of wisdom and discernment, when he made known to us his hidden purpose. And it also accords with the good will which God purposed to exhibit in Christ, in view of that divine order, which was to mark the completion of the ages, when he should make everything, both in heaven and on earth, center in him. In him, I say, for by our union with him, we became God's heritage, having from the first been destined for this in the intention of him who, in all that happens, is carrying out his own fixed purpose, that we should enhance his glory, we who have been the first to rest our hopes on the Christ. And you too, by your union with him, after you had heard the message of the truth, the good news of your salvation, you believed in him and were sealed as his, by receiving the Holy Spirit, which he had promised. And the Spirit is a pledge of our future heritage, foreshadowing the full redemption of God's own people to enhance his glory. And therefore I, ever since I heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which prevails among you, and of your confidence in all Christ's people, have never omitted to thank God on your behalf whenever I make mention of you in my prayers. My prayer is that the God of Jesus Christ our Lord, the all-glorious Father, may inspire you with wisdom and true insight through a fuller knowledge of himself, that your minds may be so enlightened that you may realize the hope given by God's call, the wealth of the glory of his heritage among Christ's people, and the transcendent greatness of the power which he is able to exercise in dealing with us who believe in him. The same mighty power was exerted upon the Christ when he raised the Christ from the dead and caused him to sit at his right hand on high, exalting him above all angels and archangels of every rank, and above every name that can be named, whether in the present age or in the age to come. And God placed all things under Christ's feet, and gave him to the church as its supreme head. For the church is Christ's body, and is filled by him who fills all things, everywhere, with his presence.